Well, Christine, you talked today about AVMA's connection with what the FDA is proposing to do here. And do you have concerns with the strategy as far as veterinarians are concerned going forward?
We don't have concerns with FDA's strategy per se, because we really did get engaged with this issue from the very beginning. The association really does believe that veterinarians need to be involved in that decision-making process, and we recognize that the VFD is really the vehicle where we're going to get greater veterinary oversight of these drugs and feed. And so, working with the agency while they were developing these new VFD regs, I think that allowed us the amount of involvement and input to address any concerns related to the veterinary perspective. You know, we're really able to provide our input and feedback, and if there are any concerns of logistical challenges or really anything that would be burdensome on the veterinarian, all of those issues tend to be addressed in our discussions with the FDA. So it's been really helpful to have this collaborative effort with them from the very start. And certainly, you know, my participation in these meetings is essentially for the same reason, so that we hear the concerns from kind of the boots on the ground veterinarians and make sure that we're getting input from every arena that we can get the input from, and to feedback to our leadership so that they can continue engaging with FDA in those discussions.
Some of the vets here express concern about, you know, the increased paperwork and just the whole process and possibly more time, more staff, that type of thing.
Yeah, we recognize that, you know, there are logistical challenges and it may be more burdensome on the profession in terms of record keeping and paperwork and so forth. I think our leadership has recognized that although it may be somewhat burdensome in terms of record keeping, it is worthwhile for the profession to have that oversight and control over how these drugs are being used. So it is really important that the folks with the medical background and expertise and knowledge to make those recommendations are the ones making that decision of whether or not to use these drugs. So we do understand that there are some challenges, and we'll certainly do our best working with the agency to minimize any of those impacts that are burdensome on our veterinarians and the profession.
One of the focus areas here today was also those areas of the country that maybe don't have good access to veterinary services. So is that something AVMA is looking at?
We recently did just release a report on veterinary workforce status currently. And so, my understanding of that situation is that we recognize there are some areas that do have a lack of access to veterinary care, particularly in food animal medicine. And we don't really like to call it a shortage. It's really more of a maldistribution of veterinarians and where they may be located in certain geographic areas related to the need for veterinary care in those areas. And I think recognizing that AVMA has sort of changed its perspective on what the VCPR would look like, and then have more latitude for veterinarians in large animal practice will likely accommodate some of those concerns. For example, our change in having a VCPR be required in terms of premises and moving towards the word operation, so that they are not confined to a geographic location. So in theory, a veterinarian could have that VCPR, the veterinary client-patient relationship, that is required to prescribe a VFD in the course of their professional practice for farms that are fairly far away from each other. But so long as that veterinarian has knowledge of that system and that operation and how it works, it's well within their authority to do that. So I think that new VCPR really does allow more flexibility for the food animal veterinarians, and hopefully will address some of those concerns.